Welcome to the presentation of Fluidra's results for the third quarter of 2013. My name is Cristina Del Castillo, Director of Investors and Shareholders Relations. The presentation will be made by Mr. Eloy Planes, CEO, and Mr. Xavier Tintoré, CFO. The documents that will be used as support will be available in our webpage, www.fluidra.com, under the lead results. It has also been sent this morning to the stock exchange authorities, so you can also find it in the stock exchange authorities webpage. The recording of this multi-conference will be available as of tomorrow in the company's webpage under the section of Shareholders and Investors. Let's start the presentation. I give the floor to Mr. Eloy Planes.
Thank you, Cristina. Good morning and welcome to the presentation of Fluidra's results for the third quarter of 2013. The results for this period, and you can see a summary of these results on page three of the presentation. They show the evolution of our business after the summer campaign this year. As we mentioned during the presentation of the first quarter's results, these results have been affected by two specific factors. On the one hand, a first half year impacted by an exceptional bad weather throughout Europe, which delayed the campaign until the beginning of July. On the other hand, the reduction in the margin of the project's activity. The third quarter on a standalone basis is a combination of a good behavior of Fluidra's traditional business and the negative impact of the project division, which reflects already most of the expected losses for the year in terms of EBITDA. From the point of view of our traditional business, and if we adjust the currency effect, the traditional business grows during the third quarter on a standalone basis almost by 6% in terms of sales, and the EBITDA increases by 25%. The sales evolution has not allowed us to recover the figures of the first semester, and the cumulative figures for the whole group are 485.4 million euros, 5.2% below the previous years. In geographic terms, in Europe, we would like to highlight the markets of the North and Central Europe, which had a double-digit reduction in June, and they have grown by 6% during the quarter. Also the good behavior of the Spanish market with a growth of 1.9% during the quarter on a standalone basis. France and Italy have had a low recovery during this quarter, and they lead the fall in the rest of the south of Europe. On the other hand, and as you shall see later, the international evolution is still a clearly positive one. In terms of turnkey projects, the cumulative loss as of September in terms of EBITDA is of 8.1 million euros, and in this specific quarter, the loss has been of 4.6 million euros. All of this places the company's EBITDA in 54.3 million euro compared to the 71.8 million euro last year. If we adjust the impact of the turnkey projects division, the EBITDA for this period is of 62.4 million euro. In terms of net results, we reach 8.3 million euros as a result of the EBITDA reduction that I've already mentioned and as a result of a bigger financial load. All of the balance sheet figures, net working capital, free cash flow, and net financial debt, they reflect both the lower generation in the P&L account and the investments in Fluidra, Julie, and WEKO. Next, I'm going to give the floor to our CFO, Mr. Xavier Tintoré, who will explain in greater detail the results for this period.
Well, thank you, Eloy. Next, I'm going to give you a detailed explanation of the results obtained during the first nine months of 2013. On page number four, we will start out by analyzing the evolution of the main lines in the group's P&L account. The The sales figure falls by 5.2%, which is 3.7% once we have made a currency adjustment, strongly affected by the depreciation of the Australian dollar mainly. It has been a good quarter, but not good enough to compensate for the negative evolution of the very cold and wet spring we have had in Europe. As Aloy has said, if we look at the figures during the third quarter on a standalone basis, the growth adjusted for currency and projects is of 6%, with a recovery of Fluidra's traditional business in the European market and a good behavior of the international markets, as we shall see next when we analyze the composition of the sales figure by geographic areas and business units. The gross margin goes down by 80 basis points, and this is explained by the low marginality of the two turnkey projects in the south of Europe. The margin, if we exclude these projects, behaves well compared to the previous year. Operational expenses before provisions and depreciation reach almost 180 million, with a small reduction compared to the previous year. During this period, we have kept on disinvesting in the south of Europe through the different lean initiatives, having reduced our expense in this area by 8 million euro and investing these resources in Asia, Pacific and the Americas in order to incentivize growth. Provisions for bad debt reach 5.4 million euro, a figure that accounts for 1.1% of our sales. The reduction in sales and margin explain the whole impact on the EBITDA, which goes from 71.8 million to 54.3 million euro. Impact of turnkey projects is equal to 8.1 million euro based on the end of two projects in the south of Europe, the losses of these two projects in the south of Europe, and the slowdown of the activity during the spring this year. For all of these reasons, the EBITDA, once it has been adjusted, excluding the impact of projects, would reach 62.4 million euros. These very same factors explain the impact on profits, which additionally are affected by a greater financial cost due to a higher debt level and also the depreciation associated to the acquisitions of Veko and Yuli. On page number 5, you can observe the sales evolution by geographic areas. As we have already pointed out previously, the good behavior during the third quarter on a standalone basis, with a growth of 2.6% adjusted for currency, which would be 5.9% excluding the evolution of projects. Now, this positive evolution has not allowed us to recover the figures during the first half year. Aloy has highlighted in Europe the evolution of the markets in the north and in the center, which dropped by a double-digit factor in June, and they have grown by 6% during this quarter, reducing up to 5.7% the fall. Also, the good behavior of the Spanish market with a growth of 1.9% during this quarter on a standalone basis. On the other hand, the international evolution keeps on being fairly positive. In Asia and Australia, we still have growth rates of 14%, which once they have been adjusted for the currency, are equal to 19.3%. And a quarter of this is due to organic growth, and the rest is due to the inclusion of Fluidra Yuli. The rest of the world, once adjusted for currency, and a special delivery for fluid handling carried out in Egypt during the second quarter of 2012, it rose by 4%. On page 6, we show the evolution of the different business units in the group. In residential pools, the third quarter on a standalone basis has been a good one, with a growth rate close to 3%, with a good behavior in almost all of the categories of the product. Although this good behavior does not allow us to compensate for the evolution of the first half year. The cumulative figures actually drops by 4.3%, which is a significant reduction in above ground pool sold through large retailers, which accounts practically for half of the fall. Water treatment drops by 7%, and this reduction is due to the residential area, in which industrial water treatment presents an evolution that's practically flat. Irrigation remains practically flat during the first nine months of the year, with a good recovery during the quarter on a standalone basis, with growth in France, South Africa, and Russia. Fluid handling grows by 5% thanks to the contribution of Fluidra Yuli, which compensates for the reduction in Europe and the special delivery in Egypt during the second quarter of 2012. Finally, projects present an evolution with a reduction of 39%, given that the turnkey project activity has actually slowed down, and we have devoted resources to end contracts in the south of Europe. On page number 7, we show the evolution of the group's working capital. The net working capital reaches 226.6 million euros at the quarter's end, with a reduction of 0.4%. The working capital includes more than 7 million euro associated to the acquisitions of Fluidra Julie and Veyco. On the next page, we show the evolution of the net financial debt and the free cash flow. Before acquisitions, the company has used almost 7 million euro as a result of the lower generation stemming from the P&L account. In terms of acquisitions, we have invested almost 10 million euro, which correspond mainly to the payment of the acquisition of Veyco in Brazil and the contingent payment of Fluidra Julie against 11.3 million last year. For all of this reason, the net financial debt is of 209 million euro. Let's now go to page number 9. As we told you in our previous presentation of results, the group has proceeded to assess the strategic alternatives for the project business, and it has decided to proceed to the orderly closure of this division. We still believe that the turnkey projects channel is an interesting channel with a great and bright future ahead, but our participation in this channel will limit itself to the prescription and delivery of components and systems. From that point of view, we believe that the extraordinary costs caused by this closure through the write-offs of assets and the liquidation of liabilities will be placed in terms of net results between 3 and 4 million euro. The company will reflect these costs during the fourth quarter of this year. And without any further ado, I give back the floor to our CEO, Mr. Luc Planas, so that he concludes this presentation of results. Thank you, Xavier. Before ending and start the Q&A session, I'd like to highlight some ideas as a summary. First, from the point of view of our traditional business, the third quarter has behaved favorably. We have had a recovery of the activity in our main European markets, where the weather has become normalized again. However, the reductions accumulated during the first half year have not been fully compensated by the good behavior of the activity during the summer season. Given the data at the end of September and having limited the impact of the project division, we keep our calculations for the whole financial year, which, as a reminder, they reflect a reduction of sales between 4 and 5% and EBITDA between 54 and 56 million euro and a net financial debt over EBITDA ratio of about 3 times. If we actually adjust this impact, it will be located between 61 and 63 million. Once we have valued the different strategic alternatives for the project business, we have decided to proceed to its orderly closure. We keep on believing that the turnkey project channel is an interesting channel and it has a good future ahead. But our participation in this channel will be limited to the prescription and delivery of components and systems. Thirdly, our strategy is still very well defined. We want to deleverage in Europe and we want to keep on investing internationally. For a long time, private consumption in Europe has been contracting, and for this reason, in an area in which our profitability is not the one we expect, we have accelerated our restructuring plan. The final impact of this restructuring, and they have to be considered net of the investments we will carry out internationally, will imply a saving of 15 million euro compared to 2012. With regards to our traditional business, we will keep on betting on the international markets, where our growth capacity is indeed very high, and we will base ourselves on the development of investments already carried out last year, both in Latin America and in Asia. And finally, the net financial debt over EBITDA ratio will be this year, specifically, at around 3 times EBITDA. The company keeps on working on the generation of free cash based on a better use of our working capital and our investments, at any rate. In order to accelerate the deleveraging, the company's deleveraging, we have started up the disposal process for the sale of certain non-strategic assets. 2013 is a year in which the coincidence of factors place us in results that are far from the ones we expected. Now, the behavior of the third quarter, which showed the strong impact of the bad weather during the spring season, and the decision to limit and carry out an orderly closure of the turnkey projects division, and the work carried out for the acceleration of our deleveraging, of our operational deleveraging in Europe, places us in a good position for our next campaign. Fluidra has shown its resilience capacity. We're a solid group with a future-looking project, with a consistent project, and beyond this, on typical and exceptional campaign, we are sure that we will keep on showing this. So far, our presentation. We thank you for your participation, and we will be delighted to answer any questions you may want to ask us. Thank you very much. Let's now start with the Q&A session. Please go ahead. Ladies and gentlemen, the Q&A session starts now. If you want to ask any questions, please push 01 on your phone's dial. The first question comes from Mr. Antonio Rodriguez from BBVA. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning. I have a couple of questions about the turnkey projects division. First of all, I want to clarify, because I don't know, I'm not sure I've really understood. During the presentation, you have said that during the fourth quarter, there will be an additional impact of this turnkey project division in terms of closure costs of between 3 million and 4 million euros. If I've understood you well, and in case I've understood you well, could you tell us whether this will be just in a P&L account or through cash, because it's already on the P&L account? If it's on the P&L account, tell us what you mean. Secondly, this division, I'd like to know, once we have excluded the non-recurrent effect of the 8 million, which will be the EBITDA that this division has had during the 9 months, excluding that effect?
Antonio, good morning, and thank you for asking me that question. Let me start with the second question. The turnkey projects division EBITDA that we're reporting is the EBITDA of the whole projects division. During the spring, we decided to slow down the activity and end the contract that we had in progress, basically two contracts in the south of Europe. We didn't want to hire or implement any further activities until we made the decision. The impact we reflect of 8.1 million is the division's impact. With regards to your first question, the impact is right. What we have said is that during the fourth quarter, the company wants to reflect the costs associated to the closure of the division. These costs, we calculate they will be between 3 million and 4 million euros in terms of results. Basically, these are costs that are related to reflecting the liquidation costs of the assets that the division has. Therefore, these are effects that will have nothing to do with cash. Some costs will have a cash impact, and we calculate they will be below 1 million euro.
Thank you very much indeed. Next question, please.
Sorry.
Can I ask a follow-up question?
Yes, of course.
Okay. With regards to this 1 million euro in terms of cash impact that all of this closure will have, will that be the total impact referred to the 8 million plus the 3 or 4 for last quarter? All in all, about 12 million euro, right? 12 million P&L in cash terms, it will be just 1 million, right? What we have in terms of cash exit from now on will be below 1 million euro.
of course, the costs associated to the execution of the turnkey projects in the south of Europe. Throughout this year, they have accounted for some cash outflows. What we're saying here is that the closure costs imply an amount below €1 million that will represent these cash outflows from now on. Understood. Thank you. Next question, please. The next question comes from Mr. Francisco Ruiz from Exane BNP Paribas. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, good morning. I have a few questions. First of all, you talk about the cost savings that you will generate this year and next year. Have you included anything in your accounts for this quarter? Are you expecting to include it in the fourth quarter? Secondly, given the good figures in Spain and Western Europe, could you tell us whether there has been something exceptional? And where is the turnkey impacts in the south of Europe? And thirdly, could you give us the breakdown? I think you have given it, but I have not really caught it. The impact of turnkey projects in terms of sales, and bearing in mind your calculations for the year-end EBITDA, you're talking about a debt three times with an EBITDA of 56. You're talking about a reduction of these levels of debt of €30 million. I mean, how will you go about it? How will you do it? Hi, Francisco. Sorry, I have not really understood your third question. Could you repeat it for me? Yes, the third question is, okay, could you give us the breakdown between the currency impact and the project in sales, on sale for the third quarter? Okay, so let me start, Francisco. Restructuring savings and the costs plan, as we pointed out during our last presentation, the savings plan wants to reduce the company's expense base by €15 million compared to the expense base we had at the end of 2012. Part of these costs are already reflected in the P&L account at the end of the quarter. And what we calculate is that at the year's end, there will be between €12 and €13 million. There will be about two-thirds of these €12 or €13 million in the program associated to this financial year, leaving a third of these costs for next year. Now, with regards to your second question, with regards to the impact of the projects division, whether it is included in Spain or in France, in terms of the quarter's sales, basically the evolution of projects, it has an impact on sales in the French market, which is where we reflect the impact of having generated that activity. Now, with regards to the currency and sales in your third question, let me look at it, because I haven't got the data at hand right now. But let me look at it, and hopefully before the end of the phone conference, I'll be able to answer that third question, okay? Now, your fourth question was about our calculations, our EBITDA calculations. Could you clarify that question for me again, because I can't understand it, okay? Assuming three times EBITDA, and assuming an EBITDA of about €56 million, you're talking about a net debt of €160-170 million, with €200 million reported at the end of the quarter. Where will that reduction come from? Sorry, I've written it down here. I could not understand my handwriting. Okay, this reduction comes basically from a couple of things. First, the working capital, which, as you know, during the fourth quarter of the year, it is when the company generates all of the financial year's cash. That on the one hand. On the other hand, the most outflows, cash outflows associated to projects has already occurred. And finally, and to reach that figure, as Aloy has said, we're also managing some disposals, some non-strategic assets disposals that we hope some of them will become materialized before the year's end or maybe at the beginning of next year. And it will help us to position the company's ratios next year already again at levels we feel comfortable with, which, as Aloy has said, is 2.5 times debt EBITDA.
follow up from your first question. You have talked about the savings, but not the cost to reach those savings. Where is that cost reflected? Have you already reflected it?
Yes. The cost associated to these 15 million savings is between 12 million and 13 million euro, out of which two-thirds will be reflected this year, and a third will be reflected next year. This year, you should calculate that there will be 8 million associated to this restructuring plan, and next year, about 4 million euro.
Okay. Four to five next year, just to give you an idea.
Already something has been reflected, yes, a small amount, 1 million, 1.5 million, related to this restructuring program.
Next question, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, let me remind you that if you want to ask a question, you have to actually mark zero one on your phone's dial. Thank you.
There are no further questions. Thank you.
Francisco, let me see if I've understood you, your third question. Now I have the date at hand.
Okay. During the quarter, on a standalone basis, the evolution is the following one. If we exclude currency, during the quarter, we have grown by 2.6%, and if we exclude projects, we have grown by 5.9%. This is what you asked, right? If I have not answered your question, I'll be delighted to clarify anything you want.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. If there are no further questions, this is the end of today's presentation. Thank you for your attention, and have a good day.